Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with painter, distinguished painter, Emerson Wolfer, in his home in Mount Washington area of Los Angeles, where he has been since, I do believe, 1961, having come to this area in 1960. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And this is a first session interview, tape one, side A. The date is March 26, 1999, and the interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom. Emerson, this is great, because we've talked about doing this, and then it just hasn't happened, and finally we're sitting here starting what I hope will be a series of several interviews. Today, what I would like to talk about, though, is really your experience as a teacher, your teaching experience, and then, of course, before that, as a student. And perhaps, I'm particularly interested, of course, in California, in what you found here.
Teaching before I came here.
No, that's okay, too, because that'll lay in some of your...
Oh, I still started.
But why don't you just start with perhaps your own schooling, your own educational background, your own training in art?
My beginning was the Art Institute of Chicago. And you had to take require courses from the beginning, which was design and figure drawing. And after a year of that, you studied advertising art or painting, and I took painting. Had a course called drawing, painting, and illustration, and you had to take the illustration, but I wasn't interested in that. My main interest was just in painting, drawing from the figure.
Emerson, excuse me, but how did you find yourself going to art school? I mean, how did this come about?
Did
you grow up in Chicago?
I grew up in Chicago, and I didn't have any money to go to art school, but I got a job selling ice cream at the World's Fair in 1933. Good salary, saved enough money to go to art school. Mm-hmm. And when the World's Fair was over, I went to the Art Institute, and I had a friend there named Arthur Osler, dear friend of mine, a painter, St. Louis, and he got me a job as a janitor. Most of the good artists worked there at 6 in the morning, sweeping the floors, cleaning the place up, and they got free tuition. And that's how that started. So we drew every morning from the model. And Boris Annisfeld, our teacher, would come in and go up to each stool. They were in relation to the where you sat. The lower ones were for the people in the front row, then there's immediate the stools after that. Their drawing stool that the board sits on were the halfway, and then the students in the back row had the tallest ones. And Mr. Annisfeld would set the model up in the morning, like on a Monday, and he would come in on Friday and start out up in the front, and you'd hear charcoal snapping. He'd be correcting the student's drawing, the bones in the wrong place or this and that. Then he'd move to the next student and he'd snap the charcoal, pushing so hard to draw on top of your drawing. And he did that every Friday. And every afternoon and after lunch, we'd go to the painting room, and he'd be the head of the painting department.
So he was the main...
There were two of them.
Two faculty.
Boris Annisfeld and Louis Rittman. And I studied with Mr. Rittman in the evening classes before I started day school.